Parshas Ve'ele Toldois Yitzchok Ben Avram. Avram Hoyleres Yitzchok. The Chasam Soifa says Pshat. We know that the Litzoni Ador was saying Me'avimelech Nesabra Sora. But if that's true, that means Yitzchok is a mamzer. Me'avimelech, she was an Eishes Ish. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that Be'etzem, the Eibishter would make that a mamzer shouldn't be able to be moiled weiter. And this way the world wouldn't be full of mamzerim. But the reason it's not like that is because Olam Kemen Hovi Noig, if that's the teva that a person will give birth, the teva will go that a mamzer will also give birth. But even though Be'etzem, it should really be not like that. Now you come here to Yitzchok, who Be'etzem, Yitzchok, Rivka was an Akora, it was Shalika Derech HaTeva B'chlal that he should give birth. And nevertheless, Yitzchok weiter, after 20 years, Yitzchok gives birth weiter. That shows that he's not a mamzer, because if he were to be a mamzer and it was Shaloike Derech HaTeva, why would he be going weiter? So the Ve'ele told us Yitzchok Ben Avram, and how do we know it's Ben Avram? Because otherwise it wouldn't go weiter. These are the toldus of him, Yaakov and Esav. It wouldn't have gone further. That's the proof that it's Taka, that Avram was Moilidus Yitzchok. There's another pshat I saw in the Bas Ayin. He says, again, the Litzoni Hadorah is saying, Me'avimelech Nesabra Sora. Why is the Litzonim saying that? Because the Leitzonim are saying, Yitzchok, Avram is Chesed, and Yitzchok is Gevura. It's a different Mahalach. It doesn't shtim. Must be Yitzchok is not from Avram. Because Avram would have been Moiled with the same Signon. But now that Yitzchok gives birth to Yaakov and Esav, you see that the child could be Yed Doimeloi, not Doimeloi, it could be various kinds. So from the toldus of Yitzchok, we're able to see that it's not Akasha anymore, and it could very well be that Avram hoiled as Yitzchok. Interesting, Litzoni Ador was saying, Me'avimelech Nesabra Sora, so Rashi brings, that's why Hashem made it Sor cluster Ponev Shel Yitzchok and Avram, that Avram Avinu looked, and the same face was like Yitzchok. That was a right that it's from Avram. So I saw an interesting Kasha. First of all, the Gemara says that in Eishes Ish, even if she's Mezaneh, but she could be thinking about her husband, and that will cause that the child would look like the husband. You have that by the Tzoyin of Yaakov. This is almost that she's thinking, and that's why it looks like it. So maybe that's why Yitzchok looks like Avram, even if Avram is not the father. V'oid, Avram Avinu looked like Loit. It says the Chazal that they looked like Loit. Now Loit is the brother of Sorah, and Roiv Bonim Doimim La'achia Ein. So it's very possible that it's Me'avimelech Nesabra Sora, and the child Yitzchok looks like Avram because he looks like his uncle Loit, who looked the same as Avram. And Vayta, what's the right that it's not Me'avimelech Nesabra Sora? So on both of these kashas I saw is a Shein Teretz Pshat is Fakert. Yitzchok, when he was born, did not look like Avram. It wasn't right away that he looked like Avram. But then the Litzonim was saying that it's Me'avimelech Nesabra Sora. A nace happened that all of a sudden it changed, and it was Tzor Klaster upon him K'may Avram. The purpose of the nace was Laharois, that it's Taka from Avram. By he Yitzchok ben Arboim Shana, Rashi brings that the emes by the Akedah already when Yitzchok was 37, they went as Baser Shabois Shonoilad Rivka, and now they waited 3 years until Rivka at least will be 3 years old, and now it's Matim to send the shliach to go find a shidduch to look for a meidel. They knew who it was. They waited 3 years after the Akedah because they heard after the Akedah that Rivka Bas Besua was born. What's the shmooze that there's a whole parsha with Eliezer? He's sending, making sure not to get from the Bnei's Kanani. They know who the Meduberis was. They were waiting 3 years for the Shidduch. Sorach Ian. But Lamaisa Rashi learns that Taka Rivka was 3 years old. Now we mentioned last week, and I want to elaborate, that it's a Machloikis Rishonim. Rashi learns that Taka Rivka was 3 years old. Tosfos argues and says that she was 14 years old. According to Rashi, she was 3. They waited 20 years to have children. She was finally 23. Lefi zeh, zok de meshe chochma, it says, ki akora hi, but it says, ki akora hi with a vav. It doesn't spell it, the ksiv is not hey yura aleph, it's hey vav aleph. Zok de meshe chochma, according to Rashi, Rivka was not an akora for 20 years, because she was 3. They weren't moilin in those days of 3, maybe at 8 or 9. So she was akora hi. He is gematria 12. She was only a akora for 12 of the years of the 20. The first 8 years until she became royal Ledis wasn't in the Cheshbon. Now that's going according to Rashi that she was 3. But Tosfos learns that she was 14. Tosfos says, first of all, it says Nikra Lenara. And also Tosfos brings, there's a medrash that says that Rivka, Kehos, and Ben Azai, all three lived for 133 years. And if you make the cheshbon when Rivka was nifter, the cheshbon of when Yaakov left, working out with all the years, it's stimming that Rivka was 14, and therefore 34 when she gave birth to Yaakov, as opposed to only 3 years old. We brought another ayah that this was Tosis l'shitasei, that Tosis asked in Baba Basha, we discussed it last week, why didn't Yitzchok marry his sister, Bakoil? And Tosis gave a teretz because she was a ketana, she was too young. So we asked, Rivka was sachakol only three. So what does Tosis mean? That Bakoil was two? And we said various pshatim last week, but it could be that this is again Tosis l'shitasei, that Rivka was in fact not three, Rivka was 14. This is negeya also the sugi in Yevamis, Taf Samach Dalet, that the Gemara says that if a person waits 10 years and doesn't have children, he should already misgarish me'ishtoi. It's a sugi in Yevamis, Samach Dalet. The Gemara asks, what about Yitzchok? And Rashi says, Yitzchok waited 20 years. So maybe it's a raya that you should even be allowed to wait till 20 years until you see if you have children. That's a Rashi. It's maybe 20 years. But the Emes, it's not 20. Because it's less, because some of those years she wasn't able to be moiled. Tosis asks, what's the Gemara's kasha? Tosis says, no, she was 14, taka, the entire 20 years she was in the cheshbon. Now on the other hand, we said Tosis comes out all these rights that she was 14, but on the other hand, Chazal say that when it's baser, that Rivka was noilad, right by the Akeda, how does it shtim? I saw once an interesting chiddush that the pshat is that Rivka was in fact 14, but by the Akeda, when Sarah was nifter, so Sarah's neshama went into Rivka. So if a gevissa madrega, there was a gevissa leida of Rivka that happened, and that's why she's a bechina of 3 years old. But avada metzias, she was taka 14. So for 20 years they're davening, and finally, v'atah Rivka ishtoi v'yitzroitzu abonim bekirba. They were fighting. They were fighting about who's going to be yoyrish to shtei elamos Yaakov and Esav. This is an internal machloikis ad alois hashachar vayyovik ishima ad alois hashachar. They're already fighting inside the rechem, and the Torah brings us saying a pshat that they were fighting, that Yaakov wanted to leave because it says Esav was very hairy, so it wasn't very comfortable. So the Torah says that's why he wanted to leave. But Rashi brings that they were arguing by Yisroitzu is Lashon of Ritza. When Rivka was Iveres al Pischei Teire, Yaakov wants to go out. And when she's Iveres al Pischei Avayda Zara, Esav wants to go out. Yaakov Avinu, even though he's learning Teire from a Malach, but he still wants to go out, because if you have a Chavrusa like Esav, it's not a Mahalach. You have to, Baitzach, you have to leave. Oh, but let's say you talk have a chavrusa like Esav, even though the Rav is Daimel Amalek Hashem Tzavokis, and you have to leave, you have to change the situation. But you don't stam as they run out. You wait until it's Iveres al Pischei Beis Medrash, and there's an opportunity of a different Mizgeret, a different yeshiva, a different Beis Medrash. Not stam a Reis Geloif in a Mitten Degas. Even with a chavrusa like Esav, when she was Iveres al Pischei Beis Medrash, that's when Esav was, where Yaakov was Mefacheses Lotzes. Now, Rivka was confused. She thought that this is one child, and it's a problem that this is one child who also wants to go to the out by the Beis Medrash, and he also wants to go out by the Avodah Zarah. He's tzimisht, he's tzidrei. What? This is not normal. And they calmed her down by saying, no, shnei goyim b'vitneich, it's two different people. It's not one mishagana, it's two different. And Avada, the one that's going to Torah is kulei Torah, the one that's going to Avodah Zarah is kulei Avodah Zarah. It's not a mixed Torah with under Zachin, it's not azazach, it's separate. And it's mimei ayich yiparedu, not to worry, from the beginning already they're going to be separated. Not to worry that one will be mashpia on the other, it's going to be mimei ayich yiparedu. The emes is, the goyim brings a pshat that Rivka was confused, that this child wants to go also to Beis Avodah Zarah. So she was teilech lidrash es Hashem. We know that Shimon Amsuni was doirish kol esen shebetoira. Achi yigil es Hashem alekechatira, didn't know what to darshan. Achibor Abakiva, the rabbis tell me the chachom, but that's the mahalach of darshaning es. Es is marba something else. And Shimon Amsuni couldn't darshan anything by es Hashem alekechatira. What are you going to be marba? Something besides Hashem? Till Rabbi Kiva said, yeah, Tamid HaChachamim, but there's a pshat, Tamid HaChachamim also have to have Es Hashem. That's not a question. But Teilech Lidrash Es Hashem. Rivka is confused. She sees that this child wants to also go out by Avodah Zarah. But Teilech Lidrash Es Hashem. She wants to darshan the Es, the Seita that doesn't under is Achoichet. That's what she was, Teilech Lidrash Es Hashem. And he said, no, Shnei Goyim B'Vitneich, it's two different mahalachim. There's one pshat that she passed by a Reformed temple, and it looked like a shul, but Avada, they knew what it was, but Lamaisa, they both wanted to go out then. And she didn't know what's going on now, so she went to ask, and they explained, Avada is the Reformed temple. Then she said, Beseda, but Lamaza Anoichi, why do they, I guess in those days they still had the Saras of Dibbers on, I don't think they have them anymore. But Lamaza Anoichi, why they have, why the Bechlal putting on the Anoichi on the Binyan Bechlal? There's a medrash that says, she said, Loma zeh anoichi, zeh is 12. Be'emes Rivka was supposed to be zeichet ishtemes reishvotim, but she complained, and she said, Loma zeh anoichi, and she only had one heroin, and she gave birth about it to Yaakov and Esav, but it was only one heroin. So they told her, don't worry, it's mime'ayich yiparedu, v'rav yavoy tsoir. The Netziv says, V'rav Yavoid Tsoir, could be read, V'rav Yavoid Litzoir, the older one will be Meshubid and work for the Tsoir, or it could be V'rav Yavoid Bitzoir, that he will be Mavid him. And the truth is, it's both true. The Gemara says in Megillah, Im Yoimer Lecha Adam, on Yerushalayim and on Roini, Shneim are B'binyin Al Tamin, Shneim are B'churbin Al Tamin, Im Chor V'Yerushalayim, Yeshevis Kisri, Yeshevis Yushalayim, Harav Kisri. It's one or the other. It's left hanging. It's Rav Yavoid blank, Tsoir. Amol, it's Rav Yavoid bit Tsoir. Amol, it's Rav Yavoid lit Tsoir. It's left unclear. We once said such a pshat that we say Zachreinu L'chaim in Aseres Meitshuva, and it says the Beinan Amakluyim Vo'imdim. We said a pshat because the Tzadikim, it says Zachreinu L'chaim. And by the Rishayim, it's with a patach. The Gemara says in the Dorim, it's a lamet, la is a loy. So it's zechreinu la chayim, then it's chas v'shalom not going to be chayim. And the bein and the matluyim v'ayim, then it says the lamet without the nekudas. You don't know yet which way it's going to be. So it's the same thing over here. V'rav yavoid soir. It's not klar which way it's going to be. And that's kaseda through the years of the Golas, through this melchama tamidis of Yaakov ve'esof. There's another pshat, v'rav yavoid soir. A person wants to become a big rav. A person wants to become the Gadol Hador. It doesn't just happen. Yavoid Tsoir. You have to work hard when you're younger. It's not, you know, you read a story, let's say, about Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik L'Vorach, and Rabbi Yashiv. Wow, the Gadol is 100 years old. There's a story behind it. Don't start the story from the end. The story started, there was a childhood, a lot of times with a lot of tirdis and tsoris, and the Keseder, again, Tog Teglach. The Rav Yavoid Tsoir, the way you become Yenu Rav is with Yavoid Tsoir, it's with a Shver Angekumen. We're holding still Mamish and the Shloshim from Bavadia, the Dachkus from Moron Rav Avadi Yosef, that he lived in the earlier years, before he was a Rav, he was a Rav in Mitzrayim already, before the Protz HaMedina Bechlal, in Tafshin, hey, he was ready in his 20s, he was the chief rabbi of Egypt. But and then he came back to Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't the matzav anymore. The Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael from the. But the dachus, mamish dachus, known a little one room apartment with eight, nine kids, mamish b'mesiris nefesh, v'rav yavoid tsoyer. Afterwards comes v'soyf hakavod lavi, but it's not the way it works. It's v'rav yavoid tsoyer. There's a moiri that you saw from Chaim Volozhin. The Mishnah says, a lot of people quote this Mishnah. Eves hamalacha usnos harabonis. Eves hamalacha, you know, people call it, that's Arabic, yeah. Eves hamalacha usnos harabonis. Reb Chaim Volozhin, this is not the pshat, but Reb Chaim Volozhin says a pshat. It's going also on the rabonis. But a person becomes a rav, the way is you have to harav and learn for many years, then you become a rav. It's a kind of tzura, a rav. Frak and hamburg, a rav, yeah. Of Eves hamalacha, you should love the malacha of rabonis. The harav and the learning. Usnos harabonis. You shouldn't. How believe the etzem rabbonis, the tzura chitzoni of the rabbonis. Even after your yener rav, you should be eves hamalacha. You should love the malacha of rabbonis, the harav and the learning, the harav and the learning. Vayigdalu hanorim. Rashi says, "Kol zman shehayu ktanim, who was not nikur b'maseyin, ein ad medaktek mativam." Kivan Shanasu b'nei Shloishes Rei, Zeh Pirish Labati Medrash, Zeh Pirish Labati Avodah Zarah. And that's when it was a separation. Mimayach Yiparedu, they got separated. So there's a kasha, it says that Avram Avinu was nifta 5 years young than he was supposed to. He was supposed to live 180, he was nifta 175, so he shouldn't see his anakal ace of Holy Lechotar B'Sarah. And if you make the cheshbon, Avraham Avinu was nifter when they were 15. It says here in the Rashi, already at 13, Esav is ha'ilach l'tar b'sro. What's the cheshbon that Avraham Avinu was nifter at the time when Esav was 15, so he shouldn't see him go with tar b'sro? So there's a meridik of pshat I heard from Rav Michal Zilber. He says a meridik is achavad. At 13 already, Esav is ha'ilach already in the wrong places. But the Mishnah says in Perek Yavis, ben Esav l'mishnah, ben Shloish Yisrei l'mitzvis, ben Chamesh Yisrei l'gemara. And he said, at 13, you can still marzachov, you can come and ask Yezeder, Avram, Heich ma'asven es ha-melach, you can have it worked out. But when it comes to 15, it comes, then Chamesh Yisrei l'gemara. On the black gemara, mekenisht opnar, and other meveis the black gemara, other meveis nish the black gemara. Then it's obvious where the person's holding, there's no chokhmes, there's no kunsi. At 15, Avram would have chapped, was tutzach domet Esav, biz 15, haken zecha etzegeben, Heich ma'asven es ha-melach, he can make a faker out. Versteht sich the yisoid of Heich Ma'ashen as Hamelach, that Esav comes with this meridika chochma to be over fafrumt Heich Ma'ashen as Hamelach. But the taich is the ikker, the whole chiluk between Yaakov and Esav is setting priorities of what's ikker and what's tuffel. We don't take off maisers from melach, which is just the preservative of the food. And the lashon of Chazal is Heich Ma'ashen as Teven. Teven is the soilless part of the wheat. We don't take off maizus from that. That's the tuffel. That's not the important part. The whole balagan with Esav is that he was mahapach the yotzes. What's ikker is tuffel, and what's tuffel is ikker. And the emes, Esav was supposed to be with Yaakov or Yisachar Zvulun. That's really the plan. Now Esav is mahapach it, and he's the Zvulun kind of it. Instead of being as to be able to be zoicha, to be taimach in the Yisachar, he uses it for his egen zachen. He was mahapach the ikker from the tofel. But that was his whole mahalach. Heich mahashon es hamelach. He made from the ikker tofel. He didn't have his priorities set straight. Vayigdlu hanorim. The Medrash says, Rab Levi Omar, moshul hadas ve'atzvoinis. You have a good smelling hadas next to a certain kind of tzemach that doesn't have a good smell. That akdelim zeliad zeh. Kivan shekdilu ve'frichu zenosan reichoi, the hadas gave its good smell, v'zenosan chuchoi, its boinus gave this bad smell. Kach kol yud beishonim, hayu holchim lebeis ha-sefer, u'shneim boyim lebeis ha-sefer, la'ad gimel, la'achar yud gimel shonim, zeh hoylech lebotei midroshais, v'zeh hoylech lebotei oim vekechovim. And that's how the Medrash describes the chiluk of Yaakov and Esav. The Medrash then continues, Omer Abelezer, tzarech adam li topel bivnoi ad yud gimel shonim. Until 13, a person has to be metapel bivnoi. Mikan ve'eloch tzorch shiyoymar boruch shefteranu me'onshei shel zeh. Azai brent the medrash. Now this is brought down. This medrash is brought down halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim and Siman Reish Chaf Hey Sif Bei. The Rama brings yesh oimrim mi shenase bnoi bar mitzvah shvur shechalboy ve'ezer Hashem b'siyat deshmaya ve'roiv shem v'vaydot rabbi nishlam. My son is becoming bar mitzvah next week. Over sinyon of the yom tzuvit rofen akoponim shteita yesh oimrim. Mi shenase b'noi bar mitzvah yivarech baruch ato Hashem alikenim alchilom shepterani mi'onshe shol zeh. And this says v'toy v'varech b'li shemu malchus. The emes is the beer agro says yivarech with shemu malchus. There's a machloikis apoyskim. What's the beer in this bracha of baruch shepterani mi'onshe shol zeh? The Mogen Avraham says it means that until now the father would get an oynish maybe for the chatoyim of the son, and now it's not on his tzvegan anymore, and he says baruch shepterani. The Levushlan that's fakert. Until now, the son might get nenash for the chatoim of the father. And on that, we're saying Baruch Shepterana, which the Pais can ask, maybe according to the Levush, maybe the son should be the one that makes the bracha. The emes is, the pashtus of the medrash is mashma like the Morgan Avram, that it's talking about the father being nenash on the tzvegan of the son. That's the mashmois of the medrash. And the person speak out that maybe there would be nafkiminis. Again, maybe that the son should be the one that makes a bracha. There's also all kinds of cheshbonis in the Prima Godim, whether a father makes such a bracha by his daughter, and they start cheshbonim, if it makes more tzugepast, like the Magen Avram, or like the Levush. Does a mother make a bracha like that on a son? Does a Zayda make a bracha? There's kol mine shaylus on this union of the Baruch Shepterani. Now the Magen Avram brings there also, he brings from the Likutim that is an Indian, a person should make a suda. A person should make a suda on the day that his son becomes bar mitzvah. Azoy vi ayoyim that is nichnas l'chupah. And it's mashma davka on the day that he's nichnas l'mitzvahs. And he brings down that it's called a Sudas Mitzvah. The Mogen Avraham brings down the Makor that it's a Sudas Mitzvah from the Yamshel Shloima in Baba Kama. The Yamshel Shloima in Baba Kama has a big arichas over there about various, and Daftei, various Sudas, if they're considered a Sudas Mitzvah. He talks there about a Siyam, he talks there about a Shalom Zohar, because that's really what the Gemara is referring to over there. The Gemara says that Rav Shmuel and Rav Asi came to a Yeshua HaBen, and they had a fight, and the whole story, they have who should go in first? That's Ayin Shom, Baba Kama Daftei. There was a whole Masumatan between Rav Shmuel and Rav Asi, who should go in first. But the story there was, it was a Yeshua HaBen. And it's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns it was a Pidyon HaBen. Tosfos learns it was a Shalom Zohar. And over there, the Yamshel Shloima goes in and starts telling, is a Shalom Zohar a Sudas Mitzvah? And he's is a Pidyon HaBen a Sudas Mitzvah? Is a Chanukah Zabai a Sudas Mitzvah? All kind of different Sudas. Sharon, he doesn't talk about it if it's a Sudas Mitzvah. But he, when he's talking about Bar Mitzvah and he's clearing back and forth, he says, Avada, Shmoy Moichir Chalov, it's Bar Mitzvah, it's a Sudas, it's a Sudas. It's a Sudas Mitzvah. Yeah. So that's when they separated. And Esav already at 15, boy by Yoim, he goes with Har Basra, and he's coming back now. It's the Yoim Abel of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was nifted that day, so he shouldn't see Esav with Har Basra. And it says in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Tezayin, on that day, the day that Avram was lifted, on his 15th birthday, he went and he was Baal Naramai Rosso, Horages HaNefesh, Kofar Be'ikr, Kofar Be'tchias HaMesim, Shot Es HaBechayr. He was Mevazah. Later on, Yaakov, the story, he was Mevazah the Bechayr. So, interesting. Tosfos has Akasha. Those are the five Averis he did. Fred Tosfos, Benoyach is not Mitzvah Naramai Rosso. Why is that an Averis? Benoyach is not Mitzvah Naramai Rosso. So Tosfos says, it's fort mechura adover. I'm not sure. Tosfos says he's mechuyev to be not mechabed the bechayra. But that's Tosfos tells about the different averis that he did. The Prima Godin in Eir Chaim and Hilchos Pesach in Siman Tafayin Vav says a very interesting chiddush. He says, what does it mean Esav was Baal Naram Arasa? He says, this was Erev Pesach. This story happened on Erev Pesach. And on Erev Pesach, Esav comes home and he's very hungry. And Yaakov gives him lechem unezid adoshim. The lechem, it's already Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Avad, this wasn't chometz. It doesn't say he was nechshel on chometz. That wasn't one of the five averes. But he was matzah. But the Yerushalmi says, kola oichel matzah be'erev Pesach. Kola oichel matzah be'erev Pesach. Ki ilu boil arusosei be'beis chometz. As I say in Yerushalmi. Zot the prima godin, Shulchan Aruch. That's what it means, that Esav ate the matzah. He wasn't supposed to eat the matzah, no, he ate the matzah on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's what it meant, Baal Naram Mayrosa. It's the beginning of Kola Oichel Matzah, the Erev Pesach, Ki'ilu Boil Arusosoi. Yeah, it's Arusosoi, not Naram Rosa. But that's what the Prima Godin wants to say, that's the beer, what the chait was. So I have a shtickel ha'ara. It says that he also ate the Nezid Adoshim. So I have a ha'ara. The Nezid Adoshim is kidneys. The Nezid Adoshim is kidneys. So Yitzchak was a Sfardi, Mistama, so he didn't have the minik. But I want to say a chiddush, and this have to be var. I didn't see if the price can handle it. I want to declare once a chiddush. The minik of kidneys is only on Pesach, not on Erev Pesach. You know, Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz, and the gzeir of kidneys is otu chametz, b'chulei avad. But I'm loy brierly, if there's an isser to eat kidneys, if the minik of kidneys, maybe it's mefurish, I don't know, if the minik of kidneys is even on Erev Pesach. That's an interesting demise. Fine. Now Esav comes home, he's Oyef, and he says, Haliteini no min ha'odoim ha'odoim hazeh. Haliteini no min ha'odoim ha'odoim hazeh. Esav says, no. No is like, please. Haliteini no. That's not Esav's sprach. So I saw an interesting pshat. There's another kasha. When you cook adoshim, they're red when they're raw, but when you cook them, they turn brown. So why did he say mina odei ma odei mazeh? Because Esav was very hungry, and he said haliteini no. No is a lashon of something that's not mevushel. Michael Ben Drusoy, when it's only half cooked, when it's kamat raw, it's called no. So Esav was saying haliteini no mina odei ma odei mazeh. I'm not waiting for the chol, for the adoshim. Shove it down now. I'm not even waiting till it turns brown. Haliteini no mina odei. He wants it now. No, it's now. He wants it now. Minodim while it's still red. So Yaakov Avinu says, I'm willing to give it to you. But Michra Kayayim, it's Bechayroscha. You should sell me the Bechayra. So he sells the Bechayra for a Nezira Doshin. He sells the Bechayra for a Nezira Doshin. The Bechayra is worth a Nezira Doshin? It's I know. It's not a good Mecca. He overcharged him. The Bechayra is worth one Nezira Doshin. Shteit Omari, the Kiyosoy, the French. Levit talks about it in the Shmuz. Your Oilam Habe, your Bechayra, your Osid, your Ruchnius is worth what you're willing to pay for it. If Esav is willing for one Nezir HaDoshim, his Bechayra, that's what it's worth. That's what it's worth. If in middle of Seder, yeah, you're kind of tired out because you're screaming at your Chavrus and your little horse, it's true, Avada, but you go downstairs and you buy a can of Coke, so that's what your Seder is worth, a can of Coke. You have to know how to measure what you feel the Ruchnius is worth. If you treat it that it's worth an Nezir HaDoshim, that's the fair price. That's the fair price. There's a famous story with the Oyev Yisrael Me'apta. We'll make a very long Oyev Yisrael Apta story, very short. But the story was that there was the Seer who didn't have any money, and the Oyev Yisrael gave him an Eitzah. He gave him 1 ruble and said, the first thing that's negated to buy in the Shuk, go buy. He comes to the shuk, he sees some rich soy from handling, and he tells him he's going to buy the first thing. So as a joke, one of them said, I'll sell you my Olam Haba. And he talked for the ruble, he bought Yana's Olam Haba. The guy comes home, the moicher, and he tells his wife, I sold my Olam Haba today for a ruble. I made a quick ruble. His wife said, I'm not interested in being married to someone without Olam Haba b'chlal. She went, and they went to the Oyev Yisrael, and they called this guy back, and the guy said, I'm willing to buy it back. And he said, I'm not selling. I'm only going to sell it back for 10,000 rubles. And the guy has no choice, whatever, it's a whole story. He bought it back for 10,000 rubles. But then the wife asked the Oyev Yisrael, he said, what taka was my husband's Olam Haba worth? He sold it for a ruble and he had to buy it back for 10,000. What was the taka worth? So he says, when he was holding by selling it for a ruble, I feel the ruble it wasn't worth. When he was holding to buy it back for the 10,000, that was the price. It all depends what you're holding by paying for it. Al Kuponim, that's the Mechira of with the Nezir HaDoshim. So Esav buys. Yaakov buys the Bechayra with the Nezir HaDoshim. Frektik Tzois in Siman Reish Ayin Ches Sif Yud Gimel Frektik Tzois, it's Dabar Shaloi Bala Oilam. The Bechayra is a Dabar Shaloi Bala Oilam. How do you sell it? There's no Mechira on a Dabar Shaloi Bala Oilam. Azoi Frektik Tzois. Soptik Tzois, he brings a Rivosh. The Rivosh says that Far Matan Torah, there's no Indian of Dover Shalai Bal Oilam. Far Matan Torah, you could even sell things Dover Shalai Bal Oilam. As I bring it from the Rivosh. That's the Rivosh, as you say. But then the Ktsois himself says a different Yisoy. The Ktsois says that it was only Siluk. Yaakov Avinu was telling Esav to be Mestalik from the Bechayra, and Memela it will become Yaakov's. And the Ktsois over there, that's the Etzim, the Iker topic there in Reishayim. That's the Rivosh, he brings an Agav, is that he wants to be Machadish, that even though Ein Adam Moicher Dover Shalai Bal Oilam, but it's Shaykh Siluk on a Dovrish level Oilam, and that was really the Masu Matan that was going on by the Mechira of the Bechayra. Yeah, there's a Sach, under the Zachin going on in the Parsha. You have the Sugya of the Be'erois, which state of Tifa Zachin, there was 3 Be'erois, the Ramban, right, it's connected to 3 Batei Mikdosh, and it's connected to 3 midos. There's this grace and yonah that are going on over here. B'cholif, and what Avada was going on is that Avram Avinu had a certain avoida, and then that avoida was gestert, and then Yitzchak again is choifer. Then it's with a different mahalach with gvura, but it's vital. He's choifer those boyrus. He's choifer those boyrus. This grace and yonah going on over here with the chafiras avoidus. Then Yaakov, then Behemshech, Yitzchak wants to give brachas. Yitzchak wants to give brachas. Yitzchak thinks he's giving the brachas to Esav. When he finds out that he was cheated and it was really given to Yaakov, he says he has nothing left to give. He wasn't planning to give any brachas to Yaakov. What was Yitzchak's plan? So the Shem Yishmol explains, and other svarim go similar with this gang. Yitzchok's mahalach is that he wants there should be a matzav of Yisachar Zvulun. And Adrab, he wants to give the brachas to Esav, and it's Gashmiyistik brachas, he wants to give it all to Esav. Let Esav take care of it. Yaakov should bly the Yoshev Eholim Kulay ala Torah v'ala Voida. Esav should have the Shefa, and be the Zvulun, and he'll be the Tzinar to be able to bring the Shefa onto Yaakov. And that's why he gave him everything. He wanted to give him everything. And this was the big vikuach. Rivka didn't want it to be like that. Rivka didn't want that even the Gashmias should be Tully in the Tzioinim. I mean in Esau. She didn't want it to be Tully in that. If the Mahalach is going to be that the Torah is going to be as a Pekodoin by the biggest Oichrei Yisrael and the biggest Soinei Torah, and they're going to be the one that are Machlet, Hal, and Shtelavek on the Yeshiva, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. This was the Vikuach. Yitzchak wanted that Esau should be the Zvulun, and Rivka is arguing that that's not the Mahalach how it's supposed to be. So Lamaisa Yitzchak wants to give the bracha. Now the Seder Advarim, how you give the bracha, is Avad, the first you bring Yitzchak. That's how it is by the Rebbe's also, right? You have to bring something. When you bring something, that's what's Ma'ir the Shefa, that now Yitzchak is going to give the bracha. Now, when Yaakov comes, he brings two Kvasim. Rashi says it was Echad LePesach and Echad LeChagiga. Esav comes only with one. So the Paradis Yosef explains, even though Yitzchak wants to give the brachas to Esav, you know whose Esav is, and we know that by Yitzchak, just like as by Avram, there were still many Esanefesh Asher Asu Bechoron. There was a ganze yeshiva. Yitzchak had a ganze yeshiva. Shem and Abraham had a yeshiva. Yitzchak also had a yeshiva. There was a ganze holoch yelech sviv in Yitzchak. They didn't trust Esav's shechita all the rest of the oil. Carbon Pesach and carbon Chagiga, when you're just going to give for yourself, you don't need a carbon Chagiga. You're just going to eat from the carbon Pesach, because that's not going to be finished. When Esav comes to bring the Pesach, he's only bringing it himself. No one's part of his Chabur, no one's trusting his Shechita, and he's bringing just the Karban Pesach. Yaakov is coming along. It's Avada Tzugestov, the ganze yeshiva of Yitzchak is Tzugestov with him. Avada Vir, Yaakov comes taka with a Karban Pesach and a Karban Chagim. But then he adds another thing to Paradis. This is a little more drush, but he says Rivka was sending a message. She sends a Karban Pesach and a Karban Chagiga. The MS, Yitzchak wants to give the brachas to Esav, because Fakir, Esav is an empty kli. And he needs the Shefa, he needs to turn into something, and he's the one that needs the brachas. And Rivka says, Fakert, punk Fakert, in Ruchnius, and in the brachas of Yitzchak Leir, it's Kli Moli Matzah. That's someone that's already Moli is Matzah. She was sending a Remez Barat by sending a Karban Chagiga and a Karban Pesach. The Karban Chagiga, the Karban Pesach is given after it's already Moli. You mamali yourself first with the Karban Chagiga. It was a hidden message that Adrava, the bracha should go to Yaakov. That on the Kli Moli should get the bracha. Now Rivka tells Yaakov to go and make a harama and try to get the brachas. And Yaakov tells her, Ula Yemusheni Avi, maybe he's going to chap, he's going to feel me and that I'm not Esav, and he's going to bring on me a klola. So Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhin says, what's the klola? The klola is that Yitzchak, it means Ula Yemusheni Avi, he's going to give me the brachas of Esav. And that's a klola. The brachas that he thinks that are supposed to go to Esav, that's a klola for Yaakov. Not that he's going to shelter him away, he's going to give him a klola. He's going to give me Esav's brachas. Now Yaakov comes in, and Yitzchak makes a cheshbon, what's going on, and he says, Hakol kol Yaakov, v'hayadayim yidei Esav, v'loi hikiroi, v'yivorachei. How do you read that post? Yitzchak is confused. He says, Hakol kol Yaakov, v'hayadayim yidei Esav, there's a stira. V'loi hikiroi, the post says, he didn't recognize. And then he gave him the brach. Why did he give him the brach? Should have called someone, be Mavara, check what's going on. It's a shtimnish. There's a lot of Mahalchim. There's a famous Mahalchim, the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says, Yitzchak knew that Yaakov is going to come and try to do a haroma and get the brachas. So Yitzchak told Esav, I know that Yaakov is going to come and try to fake it. He's going to come in talking like you, Esav, and feeling like you. Let's do a Oyber Chacham plan. You should come in and talk like Yaakov. You'll feel like yourself, but you should talk like Yaakov. And the pasuk therefore says, Yaakov walks in, and Yitzchak takes stock of the situation. Hakol kol Yaakov. That stims. That's what we planned. V'hayadayim yidei Esav. That stims. That's what they planned. V'lo hikiroi. He didn't recognize. Not that he was confused. He didn't recognize him because he's wrong. It's really Yaakov. That's the narrator talking. V'lo hikiroi. He made a mistake in Cheshem because it's not true. But he loy kiri, but he was positive that it's Esav. Vayivarachei. Fretzich the kashiv. That's really the cheshma that Yitzchak made up with Esav, that Esav should talk like Yaakov. So how come when Esav comes in, he doesn't talk like Yaakov? Because Esav ken sich nicht einhalten. That's how he talks. Ken Zayin even more. He thought he's talking like Yaakov Eretzach Eingeret. He thought that's all he's talking menschlich. Amol, it was even arrogant. Oh, but that was the cheshbin. What's going on? The Arachayim HaKadosh says a different shot. Yitzchak is giving the brachas to Esav. Earlier we spoke that he wants to give it to Esav. The Esav should be the Yitzchak's woman. But the Arachayim is differently. He wants to give the brachas to Esav because he thinks Esav is going to be Chayzel L'mutav. And Yitzchak says, wow, it's working. I told him I'm giving the brachas, and look already how he's talking. Hakoyel kol Yaakov, Eretzchein v'Yaakov. Things are stimming. The plan is already halfway working. Vayadayim in the Esav. But Lohikir, again, the narrator says, not Lohikir, he was confused. He was positive that Esav and his plan is working. But the Lohikir, he's making a mistake. Vayivarachayim. There's a pshat, you know, a few psukim later, it says the whole arichas of the bracha. What's this Vayivarachayim? Supposedly, it's the title, Vayivarachayim, as the psukim say so. But the Sifurna says a different pshat. Yitzchak was choshev b'ksheirim over here. He said, I have to check it out who you are. And then he supposedly thought that it's really Esav and everything is good. But he was choshed him in the beginning. HaChoshed b'ksheirim, chayiv losech le'bracha. So it's up to Sifurna, this Vayivarachayu over here in Pasuk Chav Gimel, is not the real brachas yet. It's just Vayivarachay. He was choshed him, so he gave him a bracha. I saw another chat, the Pradesh Yosef brings very geschmack. Yitzchak b'chol says, even after all checking up, knew maybe there's a plan, maybe there's an imposter over here. So Yitzchak had a plan. He's going to first give Epis a little of a bracha, making the guy think that that's really the bracha. And for states of the imposter, as soon as he gets his bracha, he's going to pull off his mask and say, ha ha, I got the brachas. So it's Vayivarachay who gave you this little bracha as a test to see if he would say anything. And he didn't. And then he went right there and he gave V'lo Yikira. He went right there and he gave the brachas. That's the Shaklavataria of the brachas. Esav is very upset. Yaakov stole his bichoira, and Yaakov stole his brachos, and he says Yikrovu Yemei Evel Avi Vaharges Yaakov Ochi. He's waiting till Yitzchak is going to die, and then he's going to kill Yaakov. Why is he waiting until Yitzchak is going to die? So there is a pshat because he doesn't want to sit shiva twice. He figured it would be Yitzchak David Tzazan. But there's a pshat because Yaakov is kulei Torah, and when Yaakov is kulei Torah, then you can't shepherd with Yaakov. Yikru v'yimei evel avi, when Yaakov is not going to be able to learn, and Avil is not able to learn. Now the emphasis on Avil is able to learn. He's able to learn. He's able to learn certain sugyas. But it's not the Zelbege learning, the Freilich kind of the learning. They say over Rabbi Yashiv, this was a few years ago, when one of his daughters was, I think Rebbetzin Oirbach, one of his daughters was Nifty. He was in the middle of learning Baba Basra. They came to tell him. So he closed the Baba Basra, got him away cut, and then continued learning. He says, ain't learning. Aber Weisleis Becholif, and the learning from Shas Evel, it's not the same. And that's what Esav is saying, Yikrevu Yimei Evel Ovi. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says a different shot. Why is he waiting till Esav dies? Because Bemis, there's another kash over here. This bracha from Yitzchak, it's not stam a bracha, yeah? There's a mahalach over here. Esav thinks he can stop it by killing Yaakov. The bracha was given to Yaakov. It's not something he can shepherd with. What's it going to help by killing Yaakov? The pshat is, he wants to kill Yaakov before Yaakov has children, and then he's going to yarshin it. It's the kumenem of Yerusha. But if Yitzchak is still alive, then the etzim goes back to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak can still go back and give it to someone else. So Yikrevu Yimei Evel Ovi, and then he's going to kill Yaakov, having kids, and then Esav. Not that he thinks he's going to ruin the brachas. I'm going to kill Yaakov. I'm going to stop the brachas. No, the brachas are ends. He's going to yarshin them. Yikr v'yimei evil avi, and then he's going to yarshin the brachas. So Rivka gives an etzah to Yaakov. Yaakov has to run away. She tells him to run away to Lavan. What's the etzah of running away to Lavan? Zok d'shem Yishmuel. Esav can chase him down by Lavan also. What's the grace of plan to run away to Lavan? Esav knows that Yaakov was given the brachas only if he's going to do the Yitam Lecha, but it's only if it's going to be like we spoke before, when Yaakov is down, Esav is up. Esav knows only if Yaakov is holding on his Madrega. When it's Koil Kol Yaakov, then he's going to be holding on his Madrega. The Rivka's plan is Yaakov is going to go to Beis Lavan. Esav is going to be convinced over there in Beis Lavan, Mamish, in the Tuma Alein from Manhattan, from Beis Lavan, Mamish, Arayin, in the Don. not to worry, Yaakov's going to have in the field, I don't even have to chase after him. Dorten veter fallen. And Rivka knew that, no, Yaakov had kenen yeois halten. Emes li Yaakov, against all the 100 ramoyas of Lovin, she knew that Yaakov had baishtein. But the cheshvin is, eso veter nisht and Lovin Dorten, because Everdor found her. So she tells him to go to Beis Lovan, Achi Rivka, Ein Yaakov Esav. Interesting lashon of the pasuk. Rivka tells him to go to Beis Lovan ben Masul Arami, Achi Rivka, Ein Yaakov Esav. Zok Rashi, Ein Yaakov Esav, Ein Yodeya Mamalam Dein. Ein Yodeya Mamalam Dein. Rabbi, so you have to learn Azar Rashi. You know, there's a sheet in Shnai Mirka Bechat Targum that you're supposed to learn Rashi also. You have to learn this Rashi also. It says, Galanta Rashi. Rashi is of any idea mamalandi, but that's oichet the Rashi. So Rashi says he doesn't know any idea mamalandi. The Chasam Sofer says, interesting pshat. Why is it stressing any Yaakov Esav? It's a whole arichas, but just the nakuda of the word. We know that Yitzchok is the son of Avram, but Yishmael is not considered the son of Avram. Ki bi Yitzchok yikarev v'zera. Similarly, Yaakov is considered the son of Yitzchok. Esav is not considered Zera Yitzchok. He be Yitzchak v'leikol Yitzchak. Esav and Yishmael are ousted from being Hemshech of the Ovos. The Chiddush over here is Ein Yaakov Esav. Rivka is the mother of Esav. Even though Esav is not Ben Yitzchak Ben Egei, the Cheshbon of Ovos, Esav is in fact Ochiv Shal Yaakov Min Ein. And there's Nyonim in them that Klapi the Imois, in Imois, Esav is Ben Rivka. Yeah, there's a lot of raid about that Indian that is considered Ben Rivka, but that's the dogish of the pasuk. What it's teaching us, Ein Yaakov Esav. It's not Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says Ein Yodeya Mamalam Dein, but the Chasam Sofer says that's what it's coming to teach you. That it's Taka the brother of, it's the brother of Esav. You know, it's interesting. The Malachim come, and they're beating up the Esav and his 400 men, and they tell him, don't start up with us with an Einikolch of Avram. And they keep on shmeisim him. And he says, don't start up with us with the sons of Yitzchak. I'm the son of Yitzchak. They keep on shmeisim him. He says, I'm Yaakov's brother. And they stop. So Pashut, it's PR for Yaakov. You know, we're telling Avek that's what but Shteto, this is so. He's not the son of Avram. The Einikolch of Avram. He's not the son of Yitzchak. But he is the brother of Esav. Min ha'ein. Ein Yaakov Esav. Yesh b'zeh harchova tuva. But one last pshat in Rashi, Ein Yaakov Esav. Rashi says Ein Yodeya Mamalam Dein. So beautiful pshat. Rivka sending Yaakov for a shidduch, and she's going to go tell him to make a shidduch with Lavan. You're making a shidduch with Lavan. You have to know what kind of shidduch this is going to be. So you can check based on the kids. But over here it's not pashit, because Rivka is the mother of Yaakov and Esav. So you want to know what kind of guy Lovin is, and the Roiv Bonim Adoyim to the Achi Yoein. So if you want to figure out what kind of Mechutin Lovin is going to be, you can check based on Rivka's kids. Oh, but Rivka is the mother of Yaakov and Esav. So Zakrashi Eini Yodei Mamalam Deini. I don't know what you could learn out from here. It's still a mess. It's still a myth. You can't know what kind of a Mativo Yishal Mechutin Lovin Zu based on Bonim Doyim to Achi Yoein. Eini Yodei Mamalam Deini. So Doa Yaakov. And so Doa Esav. Over Be'emes, what happens is that Yaakov Taka marries Bas Vnoy Slovon, and he has Shtemes Rishvotim. Everyone is Mitosei Shlema. There didn't have to be any more ousting. The Emes, that was the Machlekes Yosef and the brothers. They were Choshesh that Yosef feels that we still need to do one more door of cleaning things out, and Yosef should just be the Mamshah, just like Yitzchak ousted Yishmael and Yaakov ousted Esav. But it wasn't true. Even though it was Eini Yodei Mamalam Deini, but it was Malamdeinu, Avadi Yaakov is Maimed the Shiftei Ka, and he does have the Zeh, he does have all 12 Shvatim, and that's the Hemshech.